The first reading is a reading from the book of Chronicles. After the death of Jedaniah, the princes of Judah came and paid homage to King Joash, and the king then listened to them. They forsook the temple of the Lord, the God of their fathers, and began to serve the sacred poles and the idols. And because of this crime of theirs, wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem. Although prophets were sent to them to convert them to the Lord, the people would not listen to their warnings. Then the Spirit of God possessed Zechariah, son of Jedaiah, the priest. He took his stand above the people and said to them, God says, why are you transgressing the Lord's commands so that you cannot prosper? Because you have abandoned the Lord and he has abandoned you. But they conspired against him. At the king's orders, they stoned him to death in the court of the Lord's temple. Thus King Joash was unfaithful of the devotion shown him by Jedaiah, Zechariah's father, and slew his son. And as Zechariah was dying, he said, may the Lord see and avenge. At the turn of the year, a force of Armenians came up against Joash. They invaded Judah and Jerusalem, did away with all the princes of the people, and sent all their spoil to the king of Damascus. Though the Armenian force came with few men, the Lord surrendered a very large force into their power, because Judah had abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers. So punishment was meted out to Joash. After the Armenians had departed from him, leaving him in grievous suffering, his servants conspired against him because of the murder of the son of Jedaniah the priest. He was buried in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Forever I will maintain my love for my servant. Forever I will maintain my love for my servant. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. Forever will I confirm his posterity and establish your throne for all generations. Forever I will maintain my love for my servant. Forever I will maintain my kindness toward him, and my covenant with him stands firm. I will make his posterity endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. Forever I will maintain my love for my servant. If his sons forsake my law and walk not according to my ordinances, if they violate my statutes and keep not my commands, forever I will maintain my love for my servant. I will punish their crime with a rod and their guilt with stripes. Yet my mercy I will not take from them, nor will I belie my faithfulness. Forever I will maintain my love for my servant. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, no one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the sky. They do not sow or reap, they gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're told by God today to not worry. Easier said than done, is it not? And the purpose of this is God's trying to tell us we got to trust his love. When we're fearful, when we're worried, that's all about us. I got to take care of me. Someone might come on and get me, da-da-da. But when I trust, that's where worry goes away. Because I trust in the Father who loves me. The problem is, as we talked about yesterday on the Feast of the Sacred Heart, we really don't believe that God our Father has our back. We really don't believe that God truly loves us and that He'll take care of us. But God loves us so much. If we think we're God and we want to be God and we want to be in control of our own life, then He'll let us be. He will not force Himself on us. So today you got a choice. Be in control of your own life and worry, or surrender your life to God and trust. Surrender your life to God and trust. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May you know His love today and forever. Amen.